Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing where we left off in the previous shiur. In the previous shiur, we learn that there is a fundamental difference between a neder and a nedava. We said that a neder, is incumbent upon the person. He has to bring it no matter what. He's chayv b'achrayus, and a nedava, he is not. And we showed the differences between the two sugyas. There is a sugya in Maseches Megillah, where we saw there the yesod of the sugya is that the chiyuv achrayus is an additional obligation; it's not included in the etzem aneder. And the sugya in Zvachim, where the chiyuv achrayus is part and parcel of the etzem aneder. So that is 30 minutes encapsulated in 5 seconds. So now we are going to go deeper into this inyan that we learned last time. So first we're going to make a chakira in the etzem geder of bailim and a karban. Do we say that the guf ha-karban relates to the bailim, and even though the kohen does the avodos, it's as if the bailim are doing the hakrava? Or do we say that the bailim did their job when they did the hafrasha, now the rest of it is done by the kohen? The only thing is the bailim get a ritsui when the kohen does the avoda, but it's really the kohen doing the avoda. So is it like the bailim did it, or the avoda, or like the kohen? When does the bailim job finish over? When after the hafrasha, or no, after all the avodas are done? So now we are going to compare two sugyas in Shas, which are completely parallel, and yet Rashi makes big changes in his parish. It says that kol hazvachim shenizbuchu shelo l'shman k'sherin el shelo l'bayil m'shem chova chutz min ha-pesach v'achatas. All zvachim that were shechted shelo l'shman are kasher, but rather they weren't ole l'bayil l'shum chova, even though they're kasher when they were shechted shelo l'shma, but the bailim aren't yotzei their obligation. Except for Pesach and Chatas, where if it's Shalol Lishma, the Bailim, not only are the Bailim not only to their obligation, but the carbon isn't kosher. So Rashi explains, Kol Zvachim Shenizbuchu Shalol Lishman, Shenishchad Ola L'shem Shlamim, that he shechted an Ola for the sake of a Shlamim, K'sheirim Lizor Kedam, and L'hakdirim Arayim, V'lechol Osenecholim, Alfa Pisha Mitzvahs, and L'shochtan Lishma, Kedli Yalef Bigimara. They're kosher to throw the blood, to be Makdudei Murim, to eat what's normally eaten, even though the mitzvah is to shechtem Lishma. So Rashi says that even though you shechted an ol l'shem shlamim, you can still do the other avodas, everything else involved with the carbon, el shlo'olu, etc. Rashi says, v'tzarech l'havi acher l'chovaso l'nidro v'shultenu l'shmo, to bring another one for the chover, the neder, and then shechted l'shmo, except for the Pesach and the Chatos. Rashi says that are pasul l'gamri. In Menachos it says the same thing, kol ha-menachos shenikim tzu shol l'shman k'sheres, el shlo'olu l'bailu m'shum choyva chut mi'michas chot mi'michas kanos. All Menachos, that you did, one did the kmitza, one takes the fistful of the flour, shalol l'shman, not for the sake of this mincha, it's kasher, but it wasn't all the bailam shem chov, he didn't fulfill his obligation except for minchas chote and minchas kanos. Rashi explains, kol minachas shenikasu shalol l'shman kagon shesnadi minchas marcheshes ve'evia v'kamtza kohen v'omar areini komets l'shem machvas. He said he's going to bring a minchas marcheshes, one type of mincha. He brings it, he does the kmitza, kohen, everything is cool, and then he says areini komets l'shem machvas, he says he's going to do the kmitza for a different type of korban mincha. That's where the problem is. It's kosher, vikom tzan, niktar, and the fistful can be burned, and the remnants can be eaten. El v'shirayim necholim, el sh'ol abayim shem chovet, lo yitzei day nidra, it wasn't yotzei his neder, and he has to bring another one, Rashi says, l'shem marcheshes. So Rashi makes very big changes in the two places, even though they're parallel sugyas. In Zvachim, Rashi says, shenishchad ol l'shem shlamim, that there's a shinui in the etzem ha-korban, that the Ola is done for a Shlamim. There's a Shinui in the Gufa Avoda, and therefore in the Gufa Korban. In Menachos Rashi doesn't say that. Menachos Rashi says, Kagon Shesnadi Minchas Marcheshes. Everything is good. He was Misnadev to bring a Minchas Marcheshes. Vevi, and he brings it. Vekamtza Kohen, and the Kohen was Kometzit. So everything is cool. The only thing is there's a problem, there's a side problem. There's a peripheral problem. He said, Areini Kometz, L'shem Machvas. So outside of the Gufa of the Avoda, there's a Psul, the Korban is fine. But there's an amira psula v'reni komets l'shem machvas. So Rashi seems to be emphasizing that everything is fine except for this amira psula. And in Zvachim Rashi says that it's kosher that he can now be zorek the dam and he can be makdu de murim and eat the nechalim, which means that the etzema carbon is now has been altered, But as far as his, what he's doing, as far as the halachas of zrika and aktara and achila, that he can still do, even though the carbon itself has still been altered. So it's not a din in Hilchas Neder and Nedava. It's a chisaron be'etzem hakarbon. In Menachas Rashi says, it's interesting to contrast, that sharpens the differences, that the Menachas are kosher, ksheros v'komtsan niktar, and their komets. It's referring to the guf ha-mincha. The guf ha-komets can be niktar, which means the guf ha-komets is fine. So Rashi says the kashrus is in the cheftza. The shirayim and the komets are still fine. So it's not just lehilchus, what he can do afterwards. The etzem guf hacheftza is still kasher. So then what is the chisaron? The chisaron is mitzad hilchus neder. That there's a special halacha mitzad hilchus neder, that if there is a psul in the amira, if he does the amira shalol lishma, says an amira shelo lishma, then it's pasul, and that's why Rashi says in the Gemara that if he doesn't do it properly, if he does it properly, hey neder yatzasi yedei nidracha, you were yotze your neder, and if he doesn't do it properly, he's not yotze his neder. Mashen kein in zvachim, Rashi says that if he does it properly, she'avad avodase l'shma yehi neder v'yale zeh l'nidrucha, referring to the etzem hakarban. Here Rashi refers in menachas to the person. He's yotze his neder. And there Rashi is referring to the guf hachefza. That the guf hachefza is ola l'neder if he does it properly. And if it's not, then it's not, the guf hachefza is not ola neder, because there's a pagam in the guf hachefza of the karban. So in menachas Rashi refers to the gavra, and in Zvachim refers to the chefts of the carbon. So again, you see this difference. Rashi in Menachas is referring, says the problem is that he wasn't yotzei his neder when he does a shinui, and Rashi in Zvachim is learning that there's a psul and that's a carbon and that's a avoda. In Zvachim, Rashi says el shlo alu etc., and he doesn't say the words lebailim l'shem chova. And in Menachas, he writes shlo alu bailim l'shem chova. Why? Because Rashi in Zvachim emphasizes the shlo alu, that the korban itself is an ola. There's a pagam in the etzem korban. Whereas in Menachas, Rashi says l'shem chova for the sake of his obligation, because there's a problem with the neder. In Zvachim, Rashi says lichovas, he has to bring another carbon afterwards, lichovas ol nidra, to emphasize not only a din in the neder, even a chovan, even a chova, even a stam carbon chova, if there's a shinui in the amira, then he has to bring another one. There's a chisaron in the gufa carbon. Masha'en kein in Menachas, Rashi just says nidra, he doesn't mention chovaso. Because the whole problem in Achos is not in the gufa korban, in the obligation he had to bring the korban, but in his neder. In Menachas, Rashi says lo l'bayim l'shem chova d'lo yatzi yedei nidro v'tzarech l'havi acheres l'shem archeshes. He says that he wasn't yotzei his neder. Rashi doesn't say anything about that in Zvachim, that he wasn't yotzei his neder, because again, referring to the guf hakarban and not to the problem with the neder. So we see then that there's a shinui in Rashi and Zvachim and Menachas, which cries out to us. We see numerous rayas, and I didn't even bring all of them. You can look in the Sefer Mar B'Simcha Simen Yud Ches, which we're basing our shir on, for more rayas. That in Menachas Rashi is learning that the Zipsulin, the problem is the neder, but the gufa carbon is fine. And in Menachas, the problem is with the gufa carbon. And in Zvachim, the problem is with the gufa carbon. And in Menachas, the problem is that he wasn't yotzei his neder. And the question is why? So the answer is, if you look in the lashon of the Gemara, Zvachim is going to prove the Lashon of the Gemara, like Rashi writes in Zvachim, and the Lashon of the Gemara in Menachos is going to prove, like the Mahalach of Rashi Menachos, that in Menachos Rashi uses the Mahalach of Psul, the problems with the Neder, and in Zvachim the problems with the Etzema Karban. How do we see that? Because the Gemara says, what does it say the extra word Ella for? It should have just said V'lo Alu Bayin L'Shem Chova. What does Ella mean? Ella means that even though it wasn't Olal Abayil L'Mashem Chova, Aval B'Kedusha Sayu Kaimi, but it's still holy. And now when one does further Avodas, he's not allowed to change these Avodas. In Menachos Rashi says, what does the extra Ella tell you? It should have just said, V'lo Alu Bayil L'Mashem Chova. The Gemara says, Ha'kam Ashmalan L'Bayilim Hu D'lo Alu L'Shem Chova Ha'mincha Gufa K'sheira V'asal Ishnuyabu. So it's gavaldik. In Zvachim Rashi says b'kedushasayu kaimi, it still retains its kedusha mashmi. There's been a change. There's been an altering of the karban. There's a pagam now in the karban, but it's still holy. Despite the chisaron in the karban, it's still holy. And therefore, when one does further avodas, he's not allowed to make any more changes. In Menachos Rashi says, and the Gemara says, kamash malan that the mincha's gufa k'sheira. There's been no altering of the status of the mincha. The mincha is the same mincha. The problem is the person. So that explicitly shows our chiluk. In Zvachim, it doesn't say that the korban is gufa k'sheira. Only in Menachos it says the mincha is gufa k'sheira. Because in Menachos, the mincha is still fine. It's just the neder that was off. In Zvachim, he was makayim as neder, but in Zvachim, it's the gufa korban. Also, if you look in Rashi and Zvachim, Hakam Ashmalan, Shemem Shum Yerida Ella Osa Bilvad, the Ella saying, Ella, but rather everything is fine except for the fact that. That's what the Ella is teaching you. It could have said, V'lo Alabayim Shem Chova Ella, meaning everything is fine except for. Except for what? Shal Alabayim Shem Chova. Rashi says, Shemem Shum Yerida Ella Osa Levanta, there's no Yerida except this. So Rashi says, there's a Yerida. There's a Yerida in the carbon. In Menachos, Rashi doesn't say there's a yerida in the carbon. He says, Elamashim, the whole dina ka mincha kshera, all of its dinim is like a mincha kshera, elazeb bilvat. There's only one problem. What's the problem? Problem is he wasn't Yosei's neder, v'asu l'shnu, you're not allowed to make any further changes. Kagonim ovar v'kamsa shalol l'shma, asu l'asis komis k'kli shalol l'shma. If the person was over and he was komis shalol l'shma, so the mincha's kasha l'gamri, there's no yerida, just he was over and he did Shalok HaHogan and he shouldn't do it again. Now we have to ask ourselves, very good. So why did Rashi say in Zvachim that it's a psul, that it's a chisaron in the gufa karban, and in Menachos that it's a chisaron in the person? The person's neder. The answer is because that's the lashonas of the Gemara Mashma. B'kedusha sayu kaimi, that it's still holy, but there's been a yerida. And in Zvachim, the mincha gufa is k'sheira. The only thing is he wasn't yotzei's neder. So very good. But the question is, we have to ask on the sugyas themselves. Why do the sugyas use different lashonas? Why does the Sugin Zvachim learn one way and the Sugin Menachos learn the other way? So the answer is that this Chakira that we have in the Gedder of Machsheves Shelo Lishma, does it make a Chisaron in the Gufa Karban, or does it make a Machsheves Psul outside of the Avodas HaKarban? Just, it's chal b'shas avoda when one can be mechil machshavos on the carbon. One can cause machshavos to be chal on the carbon during the avoda, and therefore, if he has this machshava during the avoda, so the person isn't yotzei his neder. So the question is: is it chisaron in the etzem havoda, or is it just chisaron which would make a chisaron of the carbon, or is it just a chisaron in the person's neder? That is talu in a different chakira. And that is the chakira that we said earlier is the hakrava, the maisa of the bailim, even though it's done by the kohen, Or do we say that the whole chelik of the bialim and the karban is completed after he does the afrasha? And the hakrava is legamrei the inyan of the kohen. In Machsheves Shelo Lishma we find that not only can the kohen passel the karban with a bad machsheva, but the bialim can also. So if we say that the bialim have shaychus to the karban, even during the hakrava, so it makes sense that their machshava can be po'al l'chisaron in the avod itself, because the bialim are the balei are the bialim on this avoda, even though the kohen is doing it before, but the bialim are still. It's as if they're doing it, but if the bialim have no shaychus to the avodas, so there, according to that, we have to say that their machshava passels is a halachat stadis of machshavas psul that's chal during the avoda, but it's not a chisaron in the guf avoda, which is the other side of the chakira. So we have two chakiras which are really totally one on the other. Is it as if the bialim is doing the avoda, or just the kohen? And number two, the machshava psul of shelo lishma, is that a machshava in the etzem havoda, or is that a psul study that it just happens to happen during the avoda, but it doesn't, but the etzem havoda isn't pasul, and therefore the karban is still fine, and the only thing is the person wasn't yotzei his neder. So if we say that the person, the bialim, are doing the avoda, the entire avoda, so Mimela, their machshava is also going to impact the etzem avod, and it's going to be a chisaron in the etzem avod, and therefore the etzem karban. But if we say that their job is finished after the hava, so how can they impact the etzem avod? They're not doing the etzem avod, it's the kohen. So therefore it must be halachat stadis of machsheves psul that's chal during the avod of the karban that gives them the power to pasel. However, we find one avoda that the bialim can do before, and that's shechita, which is ksheira bizar. Even though we know in the Gemara shechita is lav avoda, but as far as all hilchos machshava, it's one of the dalet avodas. So, if so, the Mishnah in Zvachim, which learns the din of machsheves shelo lishma by shechita, is coming to emphasize that there's a chisaron in the guf ha'avoda, because the shechita is the one thing that the bialim are doing. So therefore, even though they can also make a chisaron in the other three avodas by emphasizing the fact that the nizbuchu shelo lishma, that it's during the shechita, it's because that's what the bialim could theoretically be doing before. So even though they can also make this machsheva shelo lishma and the other three avodas, when they make the other three avodas, as if they made the machsheva shelo lishma when they were shechting the karban, and when they were shechting the karban, the machsheva shelo lishma will definitely be a chisaron in the avoda and the gufa karban, and therefore even when the kohen is doing the avoda, the other three avodas, when the bialim have this machshava, it's as if they had the machshava during the shechita, and it's a chisaron in the gufa karban, and therefore in zvachim we're learning that the machshava's lo lishma is a chisaron in the gufa karban, but in menachas beautifully we learn this chisaron of shelo lishma by kmitza. Kmitza can only be done by a kohen. So therefore, in Menachos, it's better to learn that the Kohen is the Baal Avoda, and the Bailim aren't, their Machshav is not Shaykh to this Avoda. And since, so therefore, when the, if the Bailim can still have a machshava psula, this machshava psula is not going to be a psula in the etzem havoda, it's going to be a psul study, it's going to be a halachat studies that during the course of the avoda one cannot have a machshava shelo lishma. And therefore it makes sense that also when the kohen has this machshava shelo lishma, it is also not going to be a psul in the guf havoda, but rather a psul study. So in Zvachim we learn by shechita that this is a machshava psul by shechita which can be done by the bialim. So Mela makes sense that even the other avodas, it's as if the bialim are doing those other avodas, and therefore it's a machshava be'etzem hapsul be'etzem hakorban. And in Menachos, where it talks only about what the kohen can do, it's mashma that the bialim are now out. So how can the bialim still passel it? It must be the halachat stadis of during the avoda one has to have the proper machshavas lishma, which is not a din in the gufa karban, but in hilchas neder. And therefore, even if the kohen has the improper, even though the kohen is doing the kmitza, when he has the improper machshav, it's not going to be in the gufa avoda, but the halachat stadis. And therefore, Rashi in Zvachim very beautifully writes, shenishchat ola l'shem shlamim. He doesn't necessarily say that the kohen does it. Anybody can do it. In Menachas, Rashi starts with the Shas HaNedava. Shesnadev Minchas Marcheshes Veviyah. Why? Because after the Nedava is done, it's gone, it's over. The job of the Bailam is finished. And then Rashi adds, Vikamtsa Kohen Vamar. The Kohen does the Kemitza and says, to emphasize, that the Kohen is the Bala Kemitza. And Memela, there's no Amir of Psul . The Kohen is the Baal HaKmitza, not the Bailam anymore. The Bailam are out. The Bailam already did their job. So this Amira, since the Bailam are out, and yet the Bailam can still have an Amira Psula, but their Amira Psula is not going to impact the Karban itself, the Mincha itself, so too, when the Kohen has his Amira Psula, it's not going to impact the Karban itself, but rather it is just going to make it that the person wasn't Yotzei his Neder. There's a suffix in Tosis and Zvachim, Dibra Maskul Kol, and in other places. If Machsheves Shelo Lishma is Machsheva Greda, just Machsheva is enough, or only Dibur. So Rabbi Akiva Eger points out the Rashi in Menachas, and of Beza Medbez, that it's Dibur Bepeh. But it's interesting that in all of Masechet Zvachim, we don't learn this very fundamental chiddush that it has to be b'dibur peh, this machshava psula has to be b'dibur peh, and not just with machshava. So it could be that there's a very big chiddush here, that ein achinami. In Zvachim, where the machshava of the Bailam or the Kohen, who's working b'shlichus habaylam, passes the avoda itself. So this is also shayach b'machshava, because it's as if the baylam is doing the avoda, or the kohen is actually doing the avoda. So just the machshava itself is enough, because now the ola is nishchat l'shem shlamim, as Rashi says. But in Menachas, where the halach of machshava has to create a psul outside of the avoda, for that, mir machshav is not enough. If you're in the avoda already, so just a machshava psul is enough, because now taka, the ola was nishchat l'shem shlamim. But here, we need more koach to make a psul in Menachos, because the psul is outside of the etzem avoda. Maybe there, dafka, we need dibur in order to passel. Maybe. Al Kopanim, now we go back to what we learned in the first shir. In the first shir, we explained the sugi in Zvachim, that the Bailim are chayiv ba'achrayus al haneder, that's part of the ikar haneder. Shelo niftar ad shiakrivenu. That one isn't putter. What does it mean he's not putter? He doesn't absolve himself of his neder until he is actually makriv the carbon, because part and parcel of his neder was the hakrava. The neder was making sure that it's finished off, that hava alone is not enough. Just bringing, just being mafresh the carbon is not enough. We learned in the previous shir that the neder, the fact that he's chayiv b'achrayis, is not just a din study, that not only is he chayiv to bring this carbon, but if something happens to it, he's also chayiv b'achrayis. There's a t'nai that he's also chayiv b'achrayis. No. The moment he's makabel upon himself this neder, it includes the chayiv b'achrayis. And therefore, lo niftar, he isn't pater from his neder until it's actually brought. So we were medayik that lashon and Rashi, and now it's very beautiful, because that works out very well with the first Mishnah and Zvachim, because we establish now that the Bailim have shaychus even in the Hakrava. So Mimela, when the Bailim take their neder, what essentially are they saying? They're saying that I have to be makrif. But the Kohen's going to be in my place. But this includes my responsibility. But our sugya in Megillah, which goes lefi apshata pashut of our Mishnah, which says ein bein adarim lenadavus, and we said that what does it mean in the previous year? We said what does it mean ein bein adarim lenadavus? Ein bein adarim lenadavus means that the etzem hagdaras hamachayev, they're the same, and that means that the etzem haneder is like the etzem hanedava, just like the etzem hanedava doesn't include achrayas, so to the etzem haneder. The only thing is there's a din study in addition, there's a t'nai, in addition to having to bring this particular carbon. If something happens to it, then you have to make sure to bring another one. But be'etzem, all you really have to do for the neder is to separate this animal. So that follows the sugyan menachas, that the bailim have no shaychus in that krava. Their chelek finishes with the hafrasha. And therefore, since their chelek finishes with the hafrasha, why are they chayiv b'achrayus? The answer is, it's a new din. Let's learn from Olav, like we said in the previous shir. So outside of the etzem hachiyuv, to be mafresh this carbon for the fulfillment of the neder, there's another din. And that din is that if something happens to it, Olav, the person has achrayus to bring another one. But what really is his chiyuv as far as the neder is concerned? The etzem haneder, as far as the etzem haneder goes, just the hafrasha. After the hafrasha, he no longer has shaychus. That was his neder. His neder is done. The only thing is, if something happens, now there's another din that he has to make sure to be mafresh another one, and then the kohen's going to bring that one. But he doesn't have shaykh to the etzim, the bailam isn't shaykh to the etzim hakrava. That's the Kohen's job. So that's the way we're learning in Megillah, and that's the sugyan menachas. The sugyan menachas is saying the same thing, that after the bailam have no shaykhs to the hakrava, and the chelik of the bailam is really finished after that, after the hafrasha. And as we explain, because Rashi emphasizes shehisnadev, that this person was misnadev minchas marcheshes and brings it, and then his chiyuv is over. Now it's the Kohen's turn. And then when the Kohen does the kmitza and he says the amira psula, so from the fact that the bailim can also do it, it must be that it's something michutz l'guf hakarban, because now it's out of the domain of the bailim. And that explains, as we mentioned in the previous year, that in, and we also said here, that in Zvachim Rashi says, Achi akrivenu, enu niftar achi akrivenu. He has to do the actual hakrava, because that's all mutal on the bailim. Included in the etzem haneder is the hakrava. In Megillah, Rashi says, "Hachi darish le'lekrav nirtza lo nidra l'shiyas kapir behem havi nirtza av makami kapara lo nirtza." When there's a kapara, there's ritzui. Before the kapara, there's no ritzui. So Rashi here doesn't say anything about him having to bring it. He just says the Ritzui comes after the Kapara. But Rashi in Zvachim says he has to actually bring it. So now we see very, very beautifully, this is Mamish Pile Plos, that Menachos, the Sugas and Menachos and Megillah are going together. So we saw a number of Chakiras, we saw a Chakira as to whether the Etzem HaNeder includes the Chobos HaChrayos or not. We saw another Chakira, whether the Bailim are considered as if they are still doing the Avodas, or is it the Kohen? And we said one is totally the other. If the Nether includes everything, then the Bailim are going all the way. And if the Nether only includes that he has to separate it, then the Bailim's job is over there. Just as it didn't study that they have to bring another one if the first one gets lost. And we showed how Rashi in Megillah, based on the Pshat in the Mishnah in Megillah, Ein Bein Nedarim Unedavos, that there's no difference between Nedarim Unedavos, meaning they have the same Etzem HaMechayev. So the Etzem HaMechayev of Nadava is without Achrayas to Neder, which means that the Bailim's job is done. And that's why, and there's just an additional din, that after he does the hafrasha and his job is done, that he has to have achrayas, and therefore it's a much bigger chiddush in Megillah to say that he has achrayas, and therefore the Gemara says my mashma. It's a much bigger chiddush that you're adding on a chiyuv. The Gemara in Zvachim doesn't say my mashma when they talk about the chiyuv achrayas, because that's all included in his etzem haneder, and once it's all included in his etzem haneder, then he's the one doing all the avodas. And that's why the mashal given by Rashi is nishchat l'shem ola, because he could do the shechita, just like he could do the shechita, and he can passel the etzem havoda, he can make a chisaron in the etzem havoda, so to the other avodas, he can make a chisaron in the etzem havoda, whereas by menachas, we saw the problem is with the kmitza, which is the kohen's job, because the bailim's job is over, and memela, the psul there, is going to be outside of the etzem havodas. So, Rabbeisai, A.B. Eitan Chever, we have to chazara, we have to learn this very, very well, and be'ole v'maylas ha-Torah, b'simcha v'tuv levav, amen v'amen, we should always be zocher to taste such sweet Torahs and to be medayik b'chol os v'os. We get an appreciation now of the diuk lashonos of the Gemara and Rashi, very, very beautifully. Shalom, shalom, everybody.